Thanks for listening. Hope you're having a good morning. If you're just tuning in, here are some highlights from what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. A newly published letter by the Pope is critical of the Harry Potter books. Pope Benedict disapproves of all kinds of magic unless it involves a 2,000-year-old rabbi's body and blood turning into bread and wine in your mouth. The Pope said the real reason he was opposed to Harry Potter was he has a book coming out himself about a young altar boy who just wants to spend all day flying from church to church in his magical underwear.
Whoa.
Is that wrong? A preliminary agreement between owners and the players' union will bring back NHL hockey. In a related story, experts expect domestic abuse cases to drop sharply this fall. The deal was met by delight from hockey fans, and a spokesman for a fans group said, "Yeah! Let's go, Rangers! Let's go!" Okay. Wow. Former WorldCom executive Bernie Ebbers was sentenced to a 25-year prison sentence. 25 years? His 401k should be worth nothing by then. Defense lawyer Reid Weingarten asked for leniency, mentioning Ebbers' heart condition and his charitable work, saying, quote, "He could have stolen more money, but he was charitable enough to stop at $11 billion," end quote. Ebbers was once worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Experts now estimate he's worth about 40 cigarettes. All right.
You know you're going straight to hell. You know
again,
that, right?
Again, do I have to go to hell? How many times do I got to go
there?
I'm
glad I don't have to read those things.
I'm going to write a column from hell.